Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Beautiful day looks like it's going to be today. Julio Diaz is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturday here on News Radio. He is also the founder, host, and practitioner extraordinaire. I feel like he ought to have a special uniform. For the Pensacola Movie Club, you can follow them on Facebook and then show up and watch a movie and talk about it with them. Julio, welcome back to Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Civil War. This looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I think it is, and I think it's maybe a different movie than you might be expecting from the trailers or from the name. The movie isn't really about the Civil War. The Civil War is just kind of what's happening in this movie. So this is set against the backdrop of a second American Civil War.
Okay.
There's the United States is broken off into factions, and that's kind of the backdrop there. That's not really what the story is about. The story is about these journalists that are covering it. There's a team of a reporter and a photographer. The photographer is the lead actress, is played by Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
Who is phenomenal in this movie, just phenomenal in this movie. They head off. Their plan is to get into Washington, D.C. and interview the president. Before DC falls, because it looks like DC falling is imminent.
Okay.
And this president is—they don't go into a lot of the politics or anything—but this administration has been very hostile towards the press, and basically any media that have gotten close to him have gotten, frankly, killed.
Yeah.
But they're willing to take this on, so they're going on this extended road trip through war zones from New York to D.C. in the hopes of interviewing the president. They end up taking this older journalist with them, and then this young photographer that she meets in New York and starts to mentor goes with them as well. And it's kind of their journey and what it means to be a journalist during wartime and the development of these characters. It's one of the best journalism movies I've ever seen. I say this as a recovering former journalist myself.
Yeah.
It sounds fascinating. It's a fantastic film, but the Civil War is kind of secondary.
You're thinking it's an action film, and you wind up getting a journalism story. No, I think it sounds great.
It's more about wartime journalism than it is about anything else, but fantastic. This is from Alex Garland, who also did Ex Machina and Annihilation, which are great thought-provoking movies. He also did a movie called Men a couple years ago that I thought was a little bit less successful. So this is a return to form for him, as far as I'm concerned.
We've got a couple also-rans this week. Sting.
Yeah, not about the singer, not about the wrestler. This is a movie, a horror movie about an insect. Now, from that title, what kind of insect do you think that might be?
It's probably going to be the mealybug.
No, and it's not a bee either. It's about a spider. It's about a child's pet spider who grows to enormous size and starts eating people. That being said, hokey stuff, but I guess it kind of knows it's a little bit hokey. Getting okay reviews, running in the low 70s on Rotten Tomatoes.
Arcadian with Nicolas Cage, because Nicolas Cage is always saying yes to scripts.
Yeah, well, he has said recently that he's not going to do that so much anymore, and that he's really, now that he's gotten all his financial situation worked out, that he's really focusing on just picking the right roles again, and this may be one of them. He's getting a lot of raves for his acting in this. This is not just a Nick Cage being Nick Cage movie. This is an actual acting movie. But this has to do with it's a little bit of a monster movie as well, in that there's this the world they live in. It's tranquil during the day, but the monsters come out at night. And he has built up with his twin sons this fortified farm that they can survive on, but when one of them doesn't come home before dark, they go out after him, and that's where the trouble starts. Supposedly great acting in this, great reviews, actually the best reviewed movie of the week, 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay. And then a remake of a movie I didn't even know we needed a remake, with Nicole Richie, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Yeah, if you remember, this film came out in like 91, 92. So if you were a teenager, maybe early 20s, and this is probably a film you really, really enjoyed. I remember going to see this at the in the theaters when I was, you know, I guess I was probably 18-ish when it came out. And I had a huge crush on Christina Applegate at the time. So, you know.
None of us did.
On several levels. yeah, there's the remake of it that's been remade for with the African American audience in mind. It's an all African American cast, actually surprisingly getting decent reviews, running in the high 60s on Rotten Tomatoes. So okay. It's not a film that I ever thought would need a revival. It's also R-rated, which the original was not.
Yeah.
So I'm a little curious about that. But yeah, getting decent reviews.
What are you going to watch next week?
Not sure just yet. We've got a couple of things coming out. Sasquatch Summer is coming out. Abigail, which is kind of where I'm leaning, which is a vampiric horror movie that looks kind of interesting. And the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which is the new Guy Ritchie movie with Henry Cavill, is also coming out. Also looks interesting.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as we know, we will post it on the Facebook group.
Very good. Julio Diaz, host Let's Go Pensacola here on the radio on News Radio Saturdays at 4, and also host the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook. As always, Julio, thanks for giving us a slice of what to expect out of the movies. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adrian.